There is nothing worse than potential unrealized. We all have things that hold us back. What if we could find a way to get us unstuck? I'm Lichelle Wiemy, and I am going to walk alongside you as you make the decision to get unstuck. Tune in as I help you realize that you are not alone, inspire hope, and offer practical solutions to help you step boldly into the life that you are meant to live. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Unstuck podcast, where I, Lichelle Wiemy, am going to help you awaken your potential within. So you might have recalled, if you listened to last week's episode, we had talked about a big goal that you might have for yourself. And we talked about ways that you might be letting some excuses get in your way. And what I did is I challenged you to not only think about that big goal, but think about why it is that you really want to accomplish it, and to choose that side of the paper over the list of excuses that you have been holding on to up until this point. Now, I so believe that we all have potential inside of us that is meant to be shared. And it's up to us to help one another unlock that amazing potential and unleash the superpowers that we have been born with. So, in today's episode, we are going to talk a little bit more about Wonder Woman and her journey of acquiring her powers and how she's been able to do that and what she's been able to do with that in order for us to be able to have a visual representation of what we are capable of. This week, we are going to take these steps to success, inspired by the Oz Principle, to help us to gather the information that we need to take the steps to success rather than get sucked into the blame game victim cycle that gets us nowhere. So, if we're going to take the whole Wonder Woman analogy, let's look at it like this. Wonder Woman, as we all know, is an Amazon, and she was granted her powers by the Greek gods, in particular Aphrodite, right? It was said that her strength comes from her training and channeling of her mental powers into physical abilities. Now, let this very simple concept sink into us for a second. She acknowledges in her story the power of our mind and how when we can channel and train our mental abilities, it can put forward into our lives amazing abilities. Now, one of the things that we have to do in order for us to move forward with that is recognize where we're currently sitting. And the first step in the Oz Principle is to see it. We have to be able to see whether we are indeed in the steps towards accountability and success, or if we're in that icky blame cycle, that victim cycle that's keeping us stuck. And the first step in doing that, you guys, is really just to look ourselves in the mirror and have to face the ugly truth that might be staring back at us. Now, kind of sucks, actually. It kind of sucks to have to look at yourself and to acknowledge when you maybe aren't showing up in the best way. And maybe acknowledging when we have ourselves been kind of playing that victim game. And as we've been talking, staying in that victim game and that victim cycle is not going to get us anywhere. We want to take the steps towards accountability. And so we have to recognize in ourselves what parts of ourselves need to be replaced by accountability and amazing steps to move us forward, right? And so what I want to do is take this moment and ask ourselves if any of these statements can describe a time in our lives that we have either done this, felt this way, said these things, or any of those things could describe us. All right, you ready? If you've ever found yourself saying, I don't know how, I'm too busy, I don't know enough people, that's not how I would do it, or somebody else could do that. Or if you've ever just felt stuck, all of us here listening to this, right? Or if we tend to make excuses or resist asking probing questions about our own accountability, we don't ask because we kind of don't want to know. Or maybe we repeatedly find ourselves in a defensive posture to protect ourselves. Or we spend a lot of time talking about things that we can't change, like maybe our boss or our department at work or the government or just things that are way out of our control, right? And maybe, just maybe, we're avoiding the meetings or the people that are going to have to make us face our accountability. Maybe we find ourselves wanting to hang out with the people that are going to make us feel good about ourselves and not necessarily help us to see the things in ourselves that we need to face. I don't know about you guys, but all of those have described me at one time or another. Just because I love this topic so much doesn't mean that I'm perfect. And the key is really not in being perfect, but it is in recognizing when we're in this mode and recognizing it in a way for us to be able to get ourselves out of it, right? So I don't know about you, but sometimes it's hard for me to see what it is that I need to see. Maybe I'm looking myself right in the mirror, but I'm not seeing the ugly wart on my nose that's staring right back at me. And I need people in my life to help me see what it is that I can't see myself. Now, if you are in the personal development and leadership space that I've been in for a long time, you've probably heard that we are a reflection of the five people we spend the most time with. Now, let's think about this for a second. Are those people going to be people that are going to help us see ourselves for who we are? Or are they just the people that are going to pacify us and make us feel warm and fuzzy and don't let us reach our potential? Now, the Oz Principle authors have also suggested that the most successful people actually find counsel in people that are from different areas of their lives in order to be able to bring out all the different shades and hues us and within us. And so they recommend having people in your wise counsel that represent your family and your friends and perhaps your coworkers. Maybe they're a paid mentor or a coach or an advisor. Maybe they're a business partner that you have a lot of respect for, but they're different people from different walks of life that can see you in different angles to help you get the best picture of who you are. And so utilizing your tribe, utilizing the five people that you have in your life to bring out your greatest potential, and that are people that love you enough that are going to tell you when you have fallen down into that victim cycle and actually help you get out of it. Now, if you think of the five people that you spend the most time with, or the five people that you would consider your wise counsel, and they don't represent a wide array of these different backgrounds and angles in which to see you, or they just don't represent the kind of person that you want to become, then maybe you need to seek guidance from other people. So take this as an opportunity for you to be able to self-reflect and to be able to see who is it in your wise counsel that is giving you the direction that you need. Now, also be aware of the fact that we all receive feedback from people at different times of our lives, right? And sometimes that feedback is helpful and sometimes it's not. But one of the things that has helped me in this is if I receive feedback from someone and that person is not part of my wise counsel and they're not somebody that I would go to for advice, then I just definitely probably don't need to be listening to their advice or their feedback to me. So remember that. If somebody's giving you feedback and you don't have a lot of respect for them to begin with and you don't want to be like them as a person, then take their feedback respectively, but just know that that might not be who you need to be listening to. Hopefully all of that discussion and that exercise helped you to be able to see it, which is the first step in building up our steps to success and our steps to personal accountability. Now, according to the Oz Principle, the next step in this steps to success is by owning it, to be truly owning whatever it is that we have to own. Now, they suggest in the book a little exercise that I'm going to have you do as well. And this exercise, I'm going to have you think about a time where you felt like you were truly being victimized, that you felt taken advantage of, or you felt yourself maybe languishing below the line. Now, I have let myself fall below the line, and it's okay for me to be there briefly as long as I acknowledge it and I'm ready to own it and to get myself out of it. So the second step that I want you to do in this exercise, I want you to identify a current situation in which you feel victimized or taken advantage of, or otherwise you find yourself languishing below that line. I think all of us can find a situation or a memory in our lives where we just feel like we're the victim, that we could absolutely convince people that we have been victimized, that we are in the right and something else is in the wrong. I want you to think about a time that that has happened. I could give you an example for myself. So I have a business And in my business, I have somebody in my hometown that also does the same thing. And she's really good. And she has all of these tools that I don't have to help her be successful. And I could say to myself, well, I'm not successful because I still am working full-time and doing my business on the side. Or I'm not as successful because I don't know as many people. Or I'm not as successful because I don't have this, this, and this, right? And so you can take that situation and you can make up all kinds of convincing facts that help to convince someone else that you are indeed the victim. Now, all of us have that, like I said, but our job is not to stay there, you guys. So now what I want you to do is take that exact same situation, whatever it is that you felt is your victim story, and I want you to think about the other perspective. So if you were to go to your wise counsel and say, help me see it in a different way, and I want you to be thinking about that same exact situation, but in a different perspective, somebody from the outside, somebody that can see it above the line. Some questions that you might be able to ask yourself according to the Oz principle are, can you cite the most convincing point in the other side of the story? What are they telling? If you wish to warn someone in a similar circumstance not to make the same mistakes, what would you tell them? What facts are you choosing to ignore? That was a big one. What am I leaving out of my story if I were to tell it to someone else? Would I do something differently if I were faced in that same circumstance again? And now ask yourself, on an accountability scale from 1 to 10, how accountable you feel for that particular fact. Whereas 10 signifies that you're very accountable and 1 signifies that you don't feel at all. And think about how easy it was to tell that same story from somebody else's perspective. Now, my guess is that it was way easier for you to tell that victim story from your perspective and easy to convince somebody else why you were right and the situation was wrong and why you were wronged and why you were the victim. It's so much easier to do that, right? But when we think about it in another's point of view, it's really a lot harder. But if we are able to take even the worst circumstance and think about it in another point of view, think about the facts that we're maybe leaving out purposefully or not on purpose, or things that we would maybe do if we were to do it differently and acknowledge that, you know what, maybe I could have done something differently. That allows us to own it. That allows us to own our part in this. Now, the thing is that really bad things happen to amazing people all the time. And there might be a situation where you feel like there was zero that you could own. Then maybe choose to own your attitude about it. Maybe choose to own the fact that you've let yourself fall victim to that for too long and you have not been taking responsibility for improving your life in spite of it. Whatever it is, find something that you can own, because from there, that's where you're able to take the next step and able to solve it, which is what we're going to do next. So if we think about it, we can go back to looking at it back in the Wonder Woman picture of the 80s and her golden lasso, right? And we have to think about what are the tools that Wonder Woman had. She had her lasso, right? She had her arm shield. She had all of these cool things, her sword, all of these neat tools. What are your tools? Now, I want to be clear that we cannot confuse this process with 100% self-reliance. We have to be able to utilize the tools around us in order for us to be able to overcome whatever it is that we're dealing with. We have to partner with, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's somebody that's been through this before, maybe it's God. When solving it, we have to be able to work with Him and the tools that He has given us. And maybe God has already given you these amazing tools that you just haven't been using. Have you been a good steward of the gifts or the tools that He's been giving you? And I have to be able to help you acknowledge this, you guys, that if God has already given you tools and you are not being a good steward of those tools, you are not using the tools that He's already given you, then why would He give you any more? I want you to think about that for a second. Why would He give you any more tools if you're not using the beautiful tools He has already given you? You uniquely. With gratitude and praise, we must use all of these tools to solve these dilemmas, these things that are holding us back. Now, in the solve it part of the process through the Oz principle, they talk about how we can use a couple of different things to help us get into the solve it mentality. The first one is asking ourselves, are we staying engaged in solving the problem when things get difficult? Are we sticking it out, or are we giving up? Are we persistently asking the solve it questions? What else can I do to get the results that I desire? What am I missing? What am I not doing that I could be doing? Are we taking the initiative to explore, search, and question when solutions elude us? Do we stay conscious by challenging our current assumptions and beliefs about how we do things? Are we challenging our assumptions? That's amazing. Are we creating new linkages in order to arrive at an innovative solution? Who can you meet? Who can you consult? What can you read? What things can you expose yourself to in order to come up with new solutions that you have not acknowledged yet? And do you try to discover new ways of thinking about problems? Now, remember that list that we did a couple of weeks back where we made a nice list of all the excuses of things that are holding us back? Now, what I'd like you to do, if you have that list or if you can recall that list, is think about the things on that list, the things that are holding us back, the things that are excuses that we actually can control. Oh, wow. Isn't that something that you haven't considered? That there are things in this world that we cannot control. And we have to really think about this. There's a lot of wisdom in knowing what you can control and what you cannot. Now, there might be something that you simply have no control over. Don't focus your attention and your energy on those things and redirect it towards those things that you can control. Now, I want you to take that list of I can'ts, take that list of excuses, the ones that you acknowledge that you actually have control over, and I want you to sit down and brainstorm and actually think about as many solutions as you possibly can to overcome those excuses. Now, maybe it's that you're too busy. Now, that very well may be true, but could you stay up a half hour later or get up a half hour earlier or do a better job managing your time or use a calendar app or not watch TV or not scroll through Facebook or maybe set a timer when you go through Instagram? That is something you can control. Yes, you're too busy. Yes, that could have been an excuse that you've had that's holding you back, but decide that it is within your control and come up with creative solutions in order for you to overcome it. It makes you feel amazing. Now, I keep talking about choices and how our choices are really what unlock our superpower. We have the choice to control our actions and our attitudes. And honestly, you guys, our actions and our attitude are truly the only two things that we can control. Now, there are things that we can influence, and that's the circle of influence is right outside of the sphere of our control. We can influence things. And then there's a circle of concern. And the circle of concern outside our circle of influence are the things that we can't control. We can concern ourselves with them, but we're not going to devote our energy and our focus. What we're going to devote our focus and energy to are the things we can control, which is the things that we choose in our actions and our attitudes. So the last step in this staircase of success, according to the Oz principle, and I'm going to recap, it's see it, own it, solve it, and now we're going to do it. Nothing will keep you in the victim cycle more surely than the unwillingness to take the risks associated with action. If you fail to do it, you guys, you're not only going to fail to improve your circumstance, but you're never ever going to obtain the results that you want. But you also set yourself up for this continuing cycle of disappointment. And if you're listening to this podcast, that is not where you want to be. You do not want to stay stuck. And so we can see it, and we can choose to own it, and we can choose to come up with amazing solutions. But if we don't choose to actually follow through and implement and do what it is that we set out to do, we're going to stay there. We're going to stay in the cycle of disappointment, stay in the cycle of failure, stay in the cycle of victimhood, and stay in the cycle of feeling stuck. And that's not where we want to be. So if you think, oh my gosh, but I don't know how I'm going to do this, I want you to think about a time where you actually did actually follow through and implement something that was hard. And I want you to relish in that. I want you to reflect on that experience, and I want you to remember how that felt. And every time you feel unmotivated or scared, and you don't know that you can do it, I want you to think of that amazing feeling of when you were able to accomplish something hard. when you were able to follow through, how that made you feel, and go ahead and do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Realize your power and give yourself credit for what you have done. Now, we often judge ourselves by what we haven't done. And I have to ask you, is it fair to call yourself a failure if you haven't actually put forth the full effort? Is it fair for you to say that you're not good at something or that you can't accomplish something if you sold yourself short and you never actually followed through and you never actually gave it the time that it took to actually be successful? Why wouldn't we judge ourselves by what we have done and by what we have awesomely accomplished? You can do amazing things. Now, I have a couple of tips for you when it comes to getting yourself to actually be able to implement this stuff. The first thing is have a gratitude journal. Change your perception and allow yourself to have gratitude for the things that you have been able to accomplish and the things around you that are good. Utilize daily affirmations. Change your words of doubt and insecurity into words of power, choice, and positivity. If that doesn't feel normal or easy for you, reach out to somebody that you love and ask them to give you the word that they use to describe you in order for you to see yourself in the way that they see you. Make sure that your five people are the five people that are going to draw out your greatest potential. Design an amazing song playlist so that you can get your energy and your motivation up when you don't feel like doing it. Get into the Superwoman power pose, Superman power pose. Amy Cuddy does an amazing TED Talk on this, and just by holding yourself with your hands on your hips and your feet in a wide stance and a solid straight posture, you give yourself the motivation and the energy to do whatever it is that you want to do. Create a vision board and let yourself see the life that you have meant to live. Listen to amazing podcasts. And I have some pretty cool books that I love too. In fact, if you want a list of my resources, my words of affirmation, and my favorite podcasts and books, go to LachelleWeamy.com. And in the resources section, you'll be able to get your hands on all of my favorites. Act as though life is happening for you, not to you. One of my favorite mentors in my business says to use the hashtag rigged. Life is rigged in your favor. Thanks, Katie Wood, for the inspiration. Hashtag rigged. Life is happening for you and not to you. The power is ours. We can either justify our behavior or we can own our decisions, our actions, our attitudes, and change our course. What happens if you do make plans to accomplish something and it doesn't pan out the way you want it to? What about when we made the initial decision to do something and it turned out to be harder than we thought it would be? Now, we can justify to cope. And when we start to justify, it makes us look at others differently as well in order to continue to justify our feelings. But we're not going to do that anymore. We're not going to justify. We're going to own everything. And it's going to be amazing. As we go on our way, you hold all the power. So I want you to choose. Choose. Now, our coaching question for this week is to try to follow some of the exercises that we've done during this podcast episode. Make a list of the five people that you seek wise counsel and adjust if needed. Think about a victim story that you have and try to see it from another perspective. Come up with some amazing solutions to the things that are holding you back that you actually can control. And I want you to implement at least one thing on your list to move you forward because you are choosing a different life. Now, don't forget to hit subscribe so that you don't miss any of this awesomeness. And I will see you here next week as we discover ways to get ourselves unstuck and walk together in order for all of us to step boldly into the life that we are meant to live. Now, enjoy our imperfect outtakes. Bye. On today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about Superwoman. Sorry. Last week we talked about.